Hello, I'm Timothy Dunn, and welcome to CB Wrap. This is a show where I sit down and have discussions with the actors and directors who are performing at CB Rep, members of the artistic staff, and from the CB Rep Conservatory. I hope you'll enjoy this discussion with Eric Kunze. We're here with Eric Kunze, correct?
Correct.
And everyone is asking, how do you pronounce it? And I'm sure you've...
I've heard it all.
I'm sure.
That was good.
Who is performing as El Gallo in The Fantastics, A Love Story Reimagined, here at Coachella Valley Repertory. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Very excited, especially with this new piece.
Now, have you performed El Gallo before?
No.
So
I've never... Not familiar. I'm new to... So pretty much new to the show, new to Coachella Valley Rep. So it'll be overall a very new experience for me.
And not to embarrass you, but as reading your bio, it kind of reads the beginning of your career is like, oh my God, this is what everyone's dream is, to go to New York, audition, and you're hired.
Yeah. And, you know, it was during the time of those big mega musicals. So yeah, I was fortunate that I, you know, once I kind of got my foot in the door with that, you know, institution who really sort of controlled all those big, you know, British mega musical shows, I was gainfully employed for several years, which was great. But, you know, I did the, the community theater, the college, you know, the training. When the opportunity did present itself, I was prepared. So, you know, the timing sometimes is everything, but if the timing is right and you have the tools to get you to where you need to be, that's where I credit my, my, you know, coaching and schools and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so important.
It really is. And, you know, everybody has their own path. And, you know, some people aren't school people. And actually, I wasn't either. I'm not academic. My grades, you know, I got through high school fine and all of that. But I just happened to land in a great school, which is in San Diego area, USIU, United States International University. So that's where, and quite a few of us came out of there and were working in New York at that time, which was like the 1990s. And it gave me just a great foundation to, you know, for my training. And then I transferred to UC Irvine after that. And then that's when I went to New York.
Are there a couple of roles that you have that are particularly close to you that you think, boy, I'm glad, or either you learned from, learned a lot and thought, wow, I'm glad I had that opportunity because I'm ahead now, or roles that were particularly meaningful to you personally?
Yeah, you know, and they all have their own little special thing, of course, but I think in one sense, I would say the stamina that, you know, it provided me to get through eight shows a week was Miss Saigon. That was, it was my second show, but it was at that time the most demanding thing I'd ever done. And, you know, I think I did, I did eight shows a week for probably about 5 years. With, you know, you get a week off every 6 months, but I spent my days, you know, not speaking, going to lots of movies. I would have a voice lesson once a week, to which just almost would be like my chiropractic session, get my voice in line for the week ahead. But that show, Miss Saigon, taught me to, you know, sustain my voice for the rest of my career, doing shows like going into Jesus Christ Superstar, which, you know, was a whole nother animal, but I had not had that nice little, you know, technique that I could get through. So yeah, I would say that. And then I think the most special show, obviously, Les Miserables, because it was my very first Broadway show. It's probably the most beautiful show, you know, that I've got to do. And so that has a special place in my heart. A role that I'd eventually like to do at some point now that I'm older is Jean Valjean.
Oh, yes.
That's, you know, I've always thought about getting to do that at some point because it's just, it's, I'm a big fan of that show. It's beautiful.
Well, see, you've said it, and it's out to the universe. And that was sort of the next question I was going to ask you. What are the roles that coming up that you would like to do?
Yeah, definitely that. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be able to sing some of the material with different symphonies around. I sang Bring Him Home, I don't know how many times, with, you know, the full symphony orchestra. And that alone almost could say, okay, well, I don't have to do it anymore. But, you know, there's so much more to the show. But being able to sing that, and, you know, with this orchestra, it was amazing. So, yeah, I think I would say that. That would be a lot of work. But I think, you know, as far as gratification, I'd be 100%.
It's such an amazing piece.
It's amazing.
Of the people you've worked with, or, well, put it this way, so that doesn't put you on the spot. Is there someone in musical theater or the world that you would like to sing with? You think, oh, man, if I could have that part and sing opposite so-and-so, something.
You know what? Well, here's, and I can tie this into a little bit of a story, but the answer to the question would be Davis Gaines, who's he's here on this coast now, but he is sort of the one that got me a little bit into the door, my foot in the door. He was playing the Phantom of the Opera at the Amundsen, and I was just finishing college, and my roommate in college was, anyways, had good friends with him. They were friends. So we went and saw Phantom, and I met Davis backstage, and the casting directors happened to be there from New York seeing the show, and that's how I met them. So he sort of introduced me and blah, blah, blah. And the cast director said, hey, well, if you're ever in New York, come, you know, give us a call and da, 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 da. And of course I did that the minute I got to New York. But I've always admired Davis's voice and his technique, and I always, you know, I'd want to sing like Lily's Eyes from Secret Garden, say, as a duet, you know, something like that. So, yeah, that would be Davis. Thanks, Davis.
So this I've described sort of as the soapbox opportunity. If you wanted to say something about music and the arts and the importance to it in schools, to young people.
Yeah, a little side gig that I have is working with students and with, you know, a high school, college, or, you know, or even conservatory. And I've worked with David Green's kids here in Rancho Mirage at Musical Theater University. And just talking with, you know, either in that venue or just, like you said, cast members, fellow cast members that are younger. And, you know, I always say that there's so many facets to our business. You don't have to be, you know, in the spotlight down center stage. There's, you know, there's all the backstage things. There's lighting, there's technical and all of that. And just if you want to be part of a community that's, you know, inclusive and supportive and, you know, maybe not, you know, your run of the mill, whatever. For me, it was a way to, well, find something, a talent that I didn't even know I had. Like, for example, I started with show choir. You know, I had no aspirations to be on stage. My family, no one in my family was on stage. You know, I was playing tennis or I was surfing, but I was singing. You know, my mom was a singer in church. So that was sort of my little, you know, light bulb that came on. Oh, well, and then into my end of my high school years is when I started, you know, they needed guys always in the shows. So I would, you know, started off being night number two in the chorus of Once Upon a Mattress. And then, you know, I found myself, you know, loving the people that I was with and, you know, the camaraderie and the kinship and all of those bonds that you create with this, just probably a lot like sports, but a lot of people aren't sports people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I try to get kids involved in that way. You don't have to go out and try to be the star. There's so many other things to do in this business and that are gratifying. And like I said before, you don't have to go to 4 years of school. You can do it right here in the Coachella Valley, you know, all the different playhouses and the different theaters.
Do you find that your work, it's probably a foolish question, but it's, you have a passion for it. And do you feel that each time you're out there when you're learning? Some people are like, I have to do this.
I don't have that. You know, I never really did. And then, I mean, to be completely honest, I have very good work ethic, when I'm working, but I don't have that. And that's probably why, you know, I left New York relatively early in my life and sort of semi, you know, I pulled back. I didn't want to go touring. I didn't want to be on the road. I didn't want to live on the East Coast, but I really did love doing theater and I still enjoy it, but I don't have that drive and that hunger, you know, and that just wasn't me. And, but when I'm doing a show, I'm 100%, and I do love it, and I'm loving it in the moment. Yeah.
For El Gallo, getting back to the Fantastics, are you discovering something about him that you may not have thought, or is it changing? I know it's new.
Yeah. I'm really excited to get it on its feet. Right now, we've just sort of been in chairs for 2 days learning notes. But, a friend of mine, she's seen a lot of shows. We're friends, but she comes to a lot of different shows that I do. And she emailed me when she found out I was doing this. She said, oh, I'm so excited to get to see you play the villain for once. Because I'm always like, you know, the good guy. Mm. I was like, And I had to think about that for a second. Yeah. I'm like, villain? Is he a villain? So, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to let the audience decide these, yeah, these things, yeah. But it made me think. And then I thought, well, I think it's always fun to try, you know, to make the audience love the villain anyway.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's lots of things to find and explore. Yeah, we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Craig Wells, the director, a little bit earlier, and we were talking about how, and particularly maybe this show, you can interpret things differently here and there, like exactly that character. Is he a villain or is he necessary?
Protagonist, antagonist, what,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, maybe, or maybe he's just a big question mark.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You know, for you to fill in.
Yeah. Well, we'll just wrap this up. Now we go for a quick break,
okay,
and then we'll be back for the CV Rapid Fire.
Oh boy.
Thank you for this first half. We'll be right back. With Eric Kunze, and who was performing here and starring as El Gallo at Coachella Valley Repertory. And
we'll come see us. Yeah. And don't go away.
I hope you're enjoying this CV Rap. If you'd like to learn more about CV Rep and the shows in the upcoming 23-24 season, please visit our website at www.cvrep.org. And if you'd like, be sure to rap back to us on Facebook. And now back to our show. We are back with Eric Kunze, El Gallo in The Fantastics, A Love Story Reimagined. So these are the rapid fire questions, and they're fairly simple, I think. Easiest one to start with is, what sign are you?
Gemini.
Excellent.
Yes.
What song touches you, could bring a tear to your eye every time you hear it or sing it?
I love Too Many Mornings from Follies.
Yeah.
Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled.
Sondheim.
That's Sondheim. I always think in that piece, there's so many that can bring a tear to your eye. You've got present and past.
It's gorgeous.
Some of the things.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah. And what character have you found a character that is most like you, that you go, oh, I'm him?
Yeah, you know, I always try to feel like I try to put myself in so much of what I can into any character anyway. I mean, even if it's Che Guevara, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, it just helps me be more authentic. Hey, I know what. I got to play Prince Eric for several years. At least I had the same name.
Yeah.
I felt very close to that.
Yeah. Excellent. It works. We have never had any. Actually, this is a hard one for people. Most people just don't come up with it. But I think Prince Eric works.
I think I have no other choice but Prince Eric.
People, past or present, that maybe three people you'd like to have lunch or dinner with around a table.
Stephen Sondheim. I mean, talk about a mind to get into. Mm. Cameron McIntosh. Just because of on the business aspect of everything, and also just because, you know, he was responsible for, you know, beginning of my career. Oh, and I'm sure somebody non-theater too, but that I have to get in there just for variety, but I can't think of anything right now.
You know, and frankly, two people is, they would talk enough for everyone else. I mean, you know, favorite dessert?
I'm more of a savory, salty guy, but pretty much most things chocolate. Yeah, but I would take chips and salsa over a cake.
Well, remember this for the cast party. Here's the chips and salsa and the chocolate. Everyone knows you're a very nice person, that you everything rolls off your back, but what is your pet peeve?
All I can think about is when people don't signal when they're turning on the road.
That's perfect. Yes, I'm sure that's shared by a lot of people. Yeah. Thank you very much, Eric, for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you, as everyone else is looking forward to seeing you as El Gallo.
I'm looking forward to being up there, too.
In The Fantastics.
Looking forward to sharing it with everybody, too.
Yeah. Thank you for being here in the desert, your second home, and for being here for us this afternoon at CV Rep.
Yeah, I'm more excited. I think this is my very first professional union job here in Coachella Valley, actually. Isn't that crazy?
Another debut.
All these years. Yeah.
Yes.
So here we go. Come see us.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sevier Rap is brought to you by the Coachella Valley Repertory, home of professional, high-quality, intimate theater. This podcast was produced by Sevier Rap with audio recording, editing, and production by Joshua Adams and is intended as a public service for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not a legal interpretation nor statement of Sevier Rap and its programming. This podcast is the property of Sevier Rap, and no other use without the written permission of Sevier Rap may be made.